GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
We were collecting stories, poems, essays, and fiction from Maine writers during the COVID-19 crisis. We were putting them together into a book and then selling that book and donating all profits to the United Way of Eastern Maine's COVID-19 Relief Fund.
And the name of the book is?
Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask.
Here's a copy of it. I got a copy, George, and I'm hoarding it to myself.
I've seen the cover.
Get your own.
Very interesting. Your contributors are coming from everywhere, I guess, around the state. How about age? Is it a kid's book, or do we go older?
It's everyone. Our youngest contributor is 9 years old, and our oldest contributor was very proud to tell us that she was in her 60s. And so we have a range of people from all over Maine. We have people from Fort Kent to Portland and everywhere in between.
There are some terrific stories. Do you write any of the? Did you curate all of them, or did you just edit, or did you contribute one or two of the stories in Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask, Emma?
There is one piece from me. There's an introduction from me, and then there's a piece from me where I wanted to put in my two cents, because we had some authors kind of talking about a specific subject, and I wanted to add my viewpoint so that we could have kind of a full view of that subject. And I'll let people discover what that is, but it's a very personal essay from me. I don't usually write essays, so this is new territory for me. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in a paperback, and it's not going to be terribly expensive, and a good profit going to a good agency. What about, is it all due to the pandemic? Is everything about quarantining?
It's not all about quarantine. That's where people started in their storytelling a lot of times, but it's really about hope and about the joy of being in Maine. Writers really dug into that idea that being in Maine is a wonderful place to be, especially when something like this is happening. So I don't want you to think that you're going to pick up this book and it's just going to be sad story after sad story about how awful living in during this time is, because it's really not that. It's a hopeful book. It starts out with a little bit of fear, because I think that's where we all started, and it ends with hope.
I'm glad you said that, starting with, because the first submission is by Shauna Oliver. Awakening to Tigers is the name of the piece. Just going to read a couple of lines from Awakening to Tigers by Shauna Oliver from Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask, this curated collection of writings by Mainers during the COVID-19 crisis. I awoke one morning, and whilst the fogginess still lingered in my head, I stretched and turned onto my side to find a tiger in my bed. With blinking eyes and beating heart, I tried to slowly back away, but he quickly followed and appeared intent with me to closely stay. I'm going to leave it at that, because I want to just maybe whet someone's appetite to grab it and hear what happens in the rest of it. That is a very cleverly written piece of it's poetry. It's more than prose. It's poetry by Shauna Oliver, who is a registered nurse and a nationally board certified health and wellness coach who submitted writings. You must be pretty proud of some of the work, all of the work that went into this book, Emma.
I am so proud. I'm proud that all of these people came together to do this. I'm just delighted that people latched onto this vision and wanted to contribute to it. I knew some of the submitters. I did not know many of them, so I got to meet a bunch of new Mainers, which is always a great time. I couldn't be more proud of this project. It's just awesome. And we're still selling copies. People are ordering them. And we're going to write a big check to the United Way, and I can't wait.
I look at the synopsis. I haven't seen the book. Rick hid it from me. He won't even let me see it. But the short stories about everything from the end of the world to bunnies to I guess poems, and this puts you in a different kind of light than we saw the last time. You're the editor this time.
Yes.
Are you happy as an editor?
It was an enlightening experience. I've always been on the other side of that. And so, I was the writer, and you get the feedback from the editor, or they change something, and you're, why did you do that? And to look at this from this perspective, from the editor's perspective, was really interesting, because I had to understand how all the pieces fit together. You know, I wanted that arc of starting with the fear of the beginning and then ending with hope. And, oh man, one of my writers, Michaela White, delivered on the hope message. I am thrilled to put her at the end of the book so that you can end with that piece. But yeah, it was interesting to be an editor, and it was more challenging than I would have thought to edit three different styles of writing. So we had fiction, we had essays, and we had poetry. And that was an interesting logistical challenge, even before you get to the pieces themselves. It's how do we fit them into the book and make them look good? That was already a challenge.
Tia Saucier is 15 years old. She goes to Fort Kent Community High School. She works at Al's Dairy Freeze. Raise your hand if you've been to Al's Dairy Freeze. I'm the only one. This is her. This is the start of what she wrote. This is a start of just a piece of what she wrote, Pandemic of 2020, and Paul Bunyan wears a face mask, and the editor, Emma Rose, is on with us. Panic everywhere. Shelves empty in grocery stores. Toilet paper shortage. Events canceled. Schools and businesses closed. People out of jobs. Tax day postponed. 6 feet apart at all times. Missing friends and family. Social distancing. Quarantine. Netflix all day. Finding ways to exercise. Free form, kind of a poem there. Like you said, you had to edit different styles of writing and poems, and even one haiku that we spy in this book. That must have been interesting, mm-hmm. Emma.
It was. I really didn't want to edit in terms of changing the way people presented themselves, because, you know, I have a little note at the beginning about some people refer to it as the pandemic or as COVID. And any of those mentions, that's how they see it, right? And so you will find pieces in here that don't reflect how I felt, but that's okay, because it's not about me. It's about Maine as a whole and how all of these individuals felt at this time. So editing a book like this was, you know, you have to put aside your own ego a little bit and say, this isn't my book anymore. This is our book. And how do I make sure each individual person shines and that their piece looks as good as it can?
So in your book, one of the more interesting things might be who the writers are. And I know that you've got some bios. I understand one is a former professor who gave Stephen King a C on his first college work. That ought to be fascinating.
Yes, there are some very entertaining bios here. And the writers, for the most part, wrote their own bios. Some of them had a little help from us, especially if maybe they hadn't done this before. So the bios, I think, are as interesting and enlightening as the pieces themselves, because you really do get to meet people from all over Maine. And we have high school students, we have middle school students, we have retired professors and nurses, and we just have everyone in this anthology. And if I could have taken 10 times this many pieces, I would have. But, you know, we were working on a very tight timeline, and so hopefully this feels representative of Mainers, and I'm just really excited for everyone to read it.
I think there's at least one contributor that shows up twice in your book, Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask, and I think it's Matt Bernier.
Yes, we actually have two. Matt Bernier and Shauna Oliver both have two pieces.
Shauna has a second piece as well. In Matt's second piece, it's titled Nurse Shark, which he wrote as a tribute to frontline workers, especially in hospitals. And he writes, this is just a piece of Nurse Shark by Matt Bernier in Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask. Sometimes near the end of a shift, she wishes she was a nurse shark instead of a nurse. Sink down into Boston's aquarium, and as an anxious public presses noses against thick glass, she ponders her lonely rounds through water as salty as tears. That's deep stuff right there. Wow.
Yeah.
That's just a piece. You're going to want to get a copy of Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask. Read the rest of it. Again, to benefit the United Way of Eastern Maine's COVID-19 Relief Fund. Where do we find copies of Paul Bunyan Wears a Face Mask, Emma?
We have them available on our website at imperativepressbooks.com. There are also copies at the Briar Patch in Bangor, at Bookstacks in Bucksport, and in Bogan Books in Fort Kent.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.